Breakfast with Martin Fester.
So last week and a half, you've been hearing all about hashtag miles for a million. Three guys on their cycles, mountain bikes, cycling from Cape Town back to Gauteng over 11 days to raise funds for Good Morning Angels. Those three guys completed their journey on Saturday at our Off the Beaten Track event with Tracker and Jacaranda FM to roaring applause and appreciation from everybody there. It was so, so, so cool. Two of them in studio, one on the line from Cape Town, and Hendrik, Dion and Ivor. Guys, morning! Welcome back.
Thanks, Martin.
And bye bye, donkey. Also, die atelier lekker ijskoud gemaakt for Game of Thrones in for yellow, just to remind you of some of the moments on the road. Was there seriously a moment where you thought to yourselves, like, this is tougher than we thought it was going to be?
I think day two for us was really hard.
That's the one where there was raining or there was
wind. That's the one we finished at Sutherland at 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's the one.
Sure.
That's a bit colder than this right now.
even colder than this.
This is nothing.
This is nothing. And I think the tough part of this whole thing is it possibly missing your families? And you all got young families.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's 11 days.
Yeah.
It's quite a long time. And yeah, you just know where. We were out in the middle of nowhere.
What made it easier and what made it harder? Ivor, you're on the line. How's it from Cape Town this morning? How's it, Ivor?
Good morning, guys. I think the easiest part was just having my friends there and sort of motivating each other. I don't think we could have done it without each other. It's quite far, so I mean, having your best friends there helped a lot.
That makes it easier. Hendrik, what made it much harder? Aside from the voice notes that I played you that made you cry.
Yeah, that was a bit unexpected. I think the first week we were like riding in a high. You start off and it's like cool, day one, day two, day three. And then after Monday this week we realized, wow, it's like another 5 days to go. So when you plan the trip and you think about it, you can't really mentally prepare yourself for what you're actually going to go through. The distances were great and it was just really hard, I think, mentally really to get through it. But like Ivor said, you know, to motivate each other and stop a lot and like, you know, okay, now we need to rest and then build up some confidence again for the next half an hour or 2 hours. And also the people on the road, I think that was a big highlight for us. You know, small towns, people heard it on the radio and some people streamed it. And when you get to a small town or you get 20 kilometers from a town like Fraserburg and there's a lady coming down the road with a couple of Cokes, you know. It's just like in that moment when you're like in your lowest point stopping there, giving you a cold Coke, it really gives you energy to go on again.
That's amazing. How South Africa bought into this from Cape Town back to here. That's incredible. And of course the pressure, because you're doing this to raise funds for Good Morning Angels. And I must say, R1 million was a big ask. So you've got that pressure on you as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was a goal, and they won the 233. We got the actual value of this goal, and then it just built up.
Yeah, it built up from there. And the welcome back on Saturday, that was quite special.
Sure. Yeah, it was great to be back at home. When we actually came into the Red Barn, I didn't actually feel what we're going to have yet. And then at the actual finish, it was just mind-blowing. I mean, seeing everybody there, the families, the big stage, the big check that we got, it was overwhelming.
Tell me something. The one thing I could picture, and this is from your amazing camera work, Hendrik, I mean, is there must be a moment where you feel where it's dead quiet in the middle of nowhere and you see nothing. What does it feel like? You know, because we all travel, well, not all of us, but a lot of us travel between here and the coast on holidays sometimes or just for work or whatever. And then you hit those desolate parts of South Africa in a car, though. Doing it on a mountain bike, you're so exposed. You get like a feeling in your stomach that's how dead quiet it is. That's what I was imagining.
I think on that day too, when we finished 2 a.m. at Sutherland, we went going up this pass called Verlaten Kloof Pass. And the stars were out and it was dead quiet. I mean, you could almost hear the bush talk to you. It was a very weird feeling. And we were like riding up there in the middle of nowhere in dark with lights. So yeah, you are really, I encourage people to take the route less traveled. We've got some small cute towns on the other side of the N1.
Some of the names that I've learned from your journey. The
Wesselsbron.
Wesselsbron. Yeah. And what was the part of your other name geweest?
Koffiefontein, Deelsville, Bultfontein. I mean, there's some cool places. So.
Verlatenspas.
Verlatenkloofpas.
Verlatenkloofpas. I mean, it's all in the name.
Yes.
Daar is niks vir daar gebeur nie. Thanks for your feedback.
Henrik, en span jy en Adrie manne het weer een ongelooflike journey wat julle gevat het van die Kaap af om tot die Pretoria aan te kom. Kom ek sê gou vir jou, ek het elke dag het ek saam met julle op hierdie radiostasie julle gevolg en ons het vir julle gebid dat julle dit sal maak en ek wil net sê dat die daad wat julle verrig het en die hoeveelheid lewens wat julle kan verander is amazing. Het is regtig waar fantastisch.
To the three guys, you guys are so amazing. And thank you, thank you, thank you on behalf of every listener and everyone who will be benefiting from this initiative. I'm saying thank you.
Hi Dion en die andere ouens, het is Sue hier. Ek wil net vir julle sê, wat julle gedoen het is ongelooflik. Julle het my amper elke lieve oggend in trane gehad. Die wereld het meer mense soos julle nodig en thanks Jack Randa vir wat julle nog gaan doen met die geld. Lekker dag, bye.
Well, for Good Morning Angels, everyone was buying into your journey. They were there with you, although it didn't feel like it in Verlatenskloofpas. But they were there. They were there every step of the way, which is incredible. Now you're doing this for Good Morning Angels. We ask you to pledge your support so we can get to our million rand.
Yes, so we can get to that million rand. And just to put everything into perspective, on Friday when we finished the show at 9, we were sitting at 904,000. And this morning I'm happy to tell you that we have 1,320,360 rand. Right there. So Navia, 416 rand, 360.
Wow, that's incredible.
Unbelievable.
That is so unbelievable. 1.3 million rand.
Don't forget the 2. 1.32.
It's incredible. Shit. And we still have a bicycle to go. So what happens is these guys were sponsored by Giant. Mm-hmm. And the Giant said to us, listen, why don't you auction off Hendrik's specific bike, beautiful bike, which is worth a lot of money. Nou, Ivory is op die voornaas van Kaapstad af, maar nou gaan ons ook op die voorn Kreeusdorpse kant toe. Adele Wilson. Adele, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Martin and team. How are you guys? We well, thanks.
Very well, thank you. Tell us, who do you represent this morning?
Well, I'm the CSI manager from Silver Star Casino, and we are all for helping people and giving back to the community. So this is a great opportunity for us to just give recognition to these guys who traveled down to Cape Town for a great cause.
Would you be so kind as to buy that bicycle, courtesy of Giant and Hendrik?
Absolutely. We would love to have that bicycle. I don't know. I'm going to have to cycle to work and back to make it worth my while.
Good luck.
So,
enjoy.
It's worth, the bike is worth 50,000 rand. Let's just
It's a nice bike. It's not just any bike, it's a nice bike.
So from Silver Star Casino CSI, we would like to buy the bicycle for
150,000.
What? Wow. Yes! What? So good. 150.
Oh, 150, yeah. And I think, Martin, not only was this a ride for those for a good cause, but I think it was an amazing personal journey for each one of those guys. And on behalf of all the listeners, we would like to thank you for your courage. And then I've heard that Hendrik was the front runner of all of this. And we would like to donate that bicycle back to him.
Wow. That is incredible. Yo. How's that, Hendrik?
Well, I don't know what to say.
Since Friday,
it's been unbelievable.
That's so, so nice. Silver Star Casino, that is incredible. Where's our total now, Liesl?
May I show you?
Okay.
Oh, we've got the check.
Yes, because I've kept this away from all of the team.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to surprise all of you, because this was a team effort of note for everybody in this team and outside in the back rooms. So I'm just getting the check quickly.
Oh, okay. All right.
There we go. Hello, guy.
The biggest check we've ever seen in our lives. And the final
amount. Oh, it's upside down.
Otherwise. The final amount is. Where is it?
1.4.
1.5 million rand, everybody. One and a half million rand for Good Morning Angels. Let me tell you something, that's going to help a lot of South Africans. Some people have small needs, big needs. Every single need makes a very, very big difference. So Hendrik, Ivor op die lyn, also funny, in die Kaap volg, en Dion, thanks to you and your families for doing this. I can't promise you that we're going to move to Cape Town. You might have to come back here again from Cape Town in the future if you ever do this again. Thank you for helping Good Morning Angels. We really do appreciate it, gentlemen.
For a plaisir.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Also, I'd like to thank, well done there, Silver Star Casino, Adele Wilson, you and your team and
your
family there. Can't wait to see you again, Silver Star. Thank you for that 150,000 rand.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You're stars. Cheers,
you are real stars. Mm-hmm. Also, thank you so much to Fly Safair for the flights to and from Cape Town, for the three cyclists and their families, Legacy Lifestyle Hotels for the accommodation and support for the three cyclists. Also, Unity Values, Gavin and the guys for powering and donating that that donate platform on our website going forward. Thank you so much to every single person.
Yay!
Well done again, guys. Absolutely incredible journey.
You cry with us in Good Morning Angels every Wednesday, because as a family, we assist the broken, the lost, and those in need of miracles.
Om 'n bietjie te help vir ons van Good Morning Angels se kant af vir jou R50,000.
You guys made the ugly cry come out.
Now, we're calling on you to assist us. Buy a kilometer for our hashtag Miles for a Million mission and back our cyclists on their grueling journey from Cape Town back to Gauteng.
Gradian Logistics has come forward and donated 25,000 rand towards the cause. I'm with every courier hit, and we'd like to pledge 50,000 rand.
50,000 rand!
Kyle, would you like to buy a kilometer?
No, Martin, I'd actually like to match what you guys have raised so far, 110,500.
Wow.
We would like to pledge the outstanding amount to get you guys to.
What? That's a lot of money, though, hey?
That's 92,500 rand.
Well, if it gets us to the million, we're in for it. If you guys are up to it, then those guys have done a lot of hard work to get there, so we're behind you.
Thank you to every single corporate
and to every single listener who delved into your very own pocket to support Good Morning Angels through Miles for a Million. You are all angels.
Thank you, Jared.